vegetables, what vegetables would you put in a good soup or a gumbo or something like that?
Well, I would like tomatoes.
I see. What sort of tomatoes do you got?
I don't know the name of the things.
What do you call those little tomatoes, maybe, that just aren't any bigger than your thumb? You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. They used to grow wild.
Really?
Yeah. I know it then. It'd save a slop from the kitchen scrap for the hogs.
Uh-huh.
Pour it out in the pen out there in the croft, and there would be tomato seeds there, and they'd get out. Hogs didn't eat them, and they'd come up tomatoes on that hog pen. It seemed like all that would come up around there would be little tomatoes.
Yeah. What do you call those?
Oh, we just call them little tomatoes.
Tommy toes?
Yeah, and I like them things, too.
Yeah.
We used to have some here, but it was coming up around.
Uh-huh.
I know down when I was a kid, I don't know whether Mama ever planted any of them or not, but they were scattered around the place there. They just grew up against the fence and fence corners around.
Yeah. Any other kind of vegetables you might put in a gumbo or something like that?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I reckon nice potatoes, I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe okra and onions. And
what type of onions you got?
I can't tell you that either.
You got a little kind of young, fresh kind you know?
Yeah. We don't have any now, but in the spring.
Yeah.
I like these onions at these blades, you know, when they're up, little bits of onion on them.
What are they called? Do you know anything?
I don't know. Get a handful of them things and cut them up little pieces.
Shallow,
and salt them good.
Yes.
Pour over hot grease over them. Mm-hmm. Give me a piece of cornbread and a glass of buttermilk, and I can enjoy a meal.
Yeah. Have you got kind of a vegetable that comes in big leafy heads?
The cabbage?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you can grow cabbage here. Well, we haven't grown. Oh, 2 or 3 years ago, we set out the last ones, I reckon, and cutworms. Yeah, by the time they got to living good, the devilish cutworms went to work on. We didn't have a half a dozen heads, half a dozen
heads
of cabbage to make a head.
I see.
Well, the insects got so bad, it's just hard to raise anything.
Yes.
You've got to deal with some kind of a poison them bugs.
Now, you take the tops of turnips and cook them up to make a mess of
greens, turnip greens.
Yeah, do you get any other types here?
Well,
any other kind of greens you might cook up?
Well, mustard, and mixed mustard with turnip greens, a whole lot. Cook them when they're young.
When you want to get the beans out of the pod by hand, what do you have to do with them?
Well, you just got to shell them out.
Shell? You talked about sweet potatoes. Any other kind you got?
Yeah, I fruit sweet potatoes and ice potatoes.
I mean, you got sweet potatoes?
No, I didn't say
that. Yams?
2 years ago, I didn't plant any last year or this year either, but the devilish boar worms,